This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Massive new U.S. government report on climate is warning extreme weather disasters will get worse. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
The White House report was quietly issued on Black Friday, with critics contending it's an administration attempt to bury it and continue denying climate science. The report frequently contradicts the president, who's often questioned how much climate change is caused by humans. But the report from outside scientists and officials with 13 federal agencies warns wildfires and hurricanes are getting worse. It details how global warming is hurting each U.S. region, presenting growing challenges to the economy, human health, and quality of life. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A leader of an al-Qaeda-linked extremist group in central Mali may be among the 30 militants killed by French soldiers. Amadou Koufa, a radical cleric, is head of the Kadibat Massina, which is part of a larger group of al-Qaeda-linked militants. Jeremy Corsi, a conservative writer and conspiracy theorist who is an associate of President Trump and Trump confidant Roger Stone, said on his podcast he anticipates legal action by special counsel Robert Mueller looking into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election.
I fully anticipate that in the next few days I will be indicted by Mueller for some form or other of giving false information to the special counsel or to one of the other grand jury or however they want to do the indictment. But I'm going to be criminally charged.
Mueller's team questioned Corsi about Stone's links to WikiLeaks and material that hindered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign against Donald Trump. Corsi is a former Washington bureau chief of the conspiracy theory website InfoWars. This is VOA News. The Trump administration wants the U.S. Supreme Court to skip over federal appeals courts and take up cases concerning a Trump military policy that would prevent transgender people from openly serving. That story now from AP's Jennifer King.
The Trump administration has made several moves that have drawn the ire of transgender activists and their supporters. David Kilmnick, the president of the LGBT network, had this to say in October.
Trump seems to be fixated on attacking the transgender community for personal political gain.
Now the Solicitor General, Noel Francisco, is asking the Supreme Court to fast-track cases on the president's decision to prevent certain transgender people from serving in the military. Lower courts had blocked the administration from implementing the policy, and the three-judge panel on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in one of the cases but hasn't ruled. Jennifer King, Washington.
European Union negotiators met to finalize the draft withdrawal treaty between Britain and the bloc before Sunday's summit to endorse the Brexit deal. But at the 11th hour, Spain demanded guarantees over the future of Gibraltar, ceded to Britain in 1713 but still claimed by Spain. Britain reached an agreement with the European Commission on the draft text of a political declaration of its exit from the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May outlined details.
It will deliver a 20-month implementation period so that we have time to put our new future relationship in place and that businesses have time to prepare for it. It will protect the rights of EU citizens living in the UK and UK citizens living in the EU so they can carry on living their lives as before. It will ensure a fair settlement on our financial obligations, less than half what some originally expected.
Prime Minister May said the deal delivers on the will of the British people, as expressed in a Brexit referendum in June of 2016. Meantime, British critics of the deal believe it binds Britain too closely to Europe-wide regulations while leaving it with no say in formulating those directives. An official is saying that China will go along with changes meant to update global trade rules so long as they protect Britain's status as a developing country. Here's AP's Charles Deledesma.
U.S. officials have complained the World Trade Organization is too bureaucratic and slow to adapt to today's business conditions. In view of change, China had agreed in June to work with the EU to propose adaptations to trade rules to address technology policy, subsidies, and state industry. Now China's Deputy Commerce Minister says each country's development model must be respected. That's a reference to China's state-dominated economy, which has provoked repeated complaints Beijing is violating its market opening obligations. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.